Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, dear listener, wherever you're listening to this show on your commute, or if you just fancy lying in the tub and listening to myself while you lather up. I am here with goalkeeping supremo. We've been trying to get him on for a little while, but the diary and agents haven't been able to secure anything. But we're finally here with Mackenzie Foley.
How are we doing?
Yeah, normally gets all the shout-outs on the pod for his great moments.
Yeah, and the bad ones.
Listen, that's not me that says that. We're big fans. How are you doing anyway, mate?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, this is the Thursday before training, which is one of your easier sessions this week. I normally guess you just sit there, watch telly, don't you? And Woody points out your mistakes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, today we're on the pitch today. We're doing set pieces and a few other bits.
Oh, there we go. I'll tell you what, decent season so far, mate.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. It's hard to beat last season, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
With 18 clean sheets, but yeah, it's going well.
Yeah, a few penalty saves to your name as well.
Yeah, 3 this season, I think it is.
A few penalties to your name as well.
Yeah, 2.
Do you know what someone said to me the other day? Who was it? They went, I looked up and I saw he was about to take one, and I'm thinking, what's he doing? I'm like, but to be fair, when we played Hilltop, he was the only one who scored.
Yeah, that's it.
So what? Come on. I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but what? When you're in the situation of penalty shootouts, why do you put your hand up first, or did I go, do you know what, Mackenzie? Just hit it.
Plain and simple, I'm the best. I'm the best pen taker in the team. I'll tell you that now. No, in training, I'm always taking pens, and Woody's looked and seen me take a fair few pens.
Yeah.
And he sees that they're decent, so yeah. I think he trusts me a bit.
Or something else to blame you for if it goes wrong.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I'm joking.
I'm joking,
Woody. It
takes a bit of pressure off the other boys as well when they see me come up. And
yeah, and I suppose it's one of those as well. Psychologically, all jokes aside, normally when you think of penalty shootouts, you don't think a goalkeeper's taking them. So normally when you get to like a goalkeeper, you think, oh, 10 others have taken one before. So, and also it could be the psychological, oh, this lot must be useless because the goalkeeper's taken one. Not that you are, if anyone's listening, but it's got that psychological edge, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It's a bit, it takes people by shock, especially when you're walking over together, two keepers walk over and then one just
peeks out and takes it.
Yeah, it's
a bit
of mind games, but
yeah. So how do we think the season overall for the club is going? I mean, personally, you've like you say, you kept a number of clean sheets, you've scored some penalties,
yeah.
But I mean, we'll touch on the final shortly. But just as the season overall, the league form, you know, since we've moved over here.
Yeah, I think we're doing quite well. To be fair, we had that little ropey section where we fell off a bit, but we've been on a few good runs, like. But yeah, I think it's going well. We're still fighting for playoffs. Yeah, it's not too bad.
It could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. Yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've done well to recover from that, as you say, that little ropey section. Because when we was in it, it was like, how are we getting out of this slump?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
You know, because I mean, for me, watching and obviously doing the podcast and all the other bits and pieces, you can't knock the talent of the side. I think it's a very talented team. As I said, I've been following this team now. From afar for a couple of years, and he's probably one of the most talented sides I've seen that era produced for a long time. Not knocking anyone who was here before, but it was a confidence knock, and you're thinking, like, that's clearly what it is, because you've got the ability to beat, as you've proven, you've got the ability to beat anyone, but we're getting some silly results.
Yeah, that's it. It was a bit of a strange situation, really, wasn't it? Because we went on that massive, like, I think it was something like 13, 14 games unbeaten, and then just out of nowhere, just bang, like, and then we picked it back up, which is good. So,
I think to be fair, all jokes aside, and but let's just be brutally honest with you. I think it was the manner, because it was the Corinthian game really when it all started, wasn't it? You know, and without trying to go over old wounds, it was probably the way we lost that game so late on, and the late goal, and being in such a strong, comfortable position.
Yeah. That was a big blow. To be fair, like, we was 3-0 up, and then. And they come back and beat us. Was it 5-3?
4-3.
Yeah, and there was a fair few mistakes, and including myself, in that game. And it's just like, we just come out of nowhere. Like, a bit of a difficult one, but.
But we've moved on.
We've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and things are going well.
Yeah. So. And do you know what? You just say there, like, you know, the mistakes you've made there. I mean, when I used to play football at really bad Sunday league level, I used to play at the back, and, you know, you make mistakes at the back, and. Like, after time they score. You make a mistake in goal, all the time they score. Tell us, because we've had like Milo on here, we've had Louis Clark, Dyer, we've had loads of players on, but we've never had someone where it's basically, you cock up, mate.
Yeah.
They've scored. What sort of pressure does that put on you? Like let listeners know, because it's quite easy to go, oh, he's missed this and he's done that and all this stuff.
Yeah, to be fair, it's part of the job, isn't it? So it's like, there's not much pressure there, to be fair, because you make a mistake, it is a goal, and let's end off. Like, and I think people realise that. But, yeah, when it does, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's like, and especially when it's... Well, for example, the Corinthian game, we'll bring it back up again. But, yeah, for example, that one, it was just such a...
Yeah.
Like, we're winning 3-0. It's such a bad game to lose.
Yeah. No, exactly. We're stopping over now by the goal line, which it's had straight a day, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a bit wonky, that.
Yeah, just a bit. But tell us how it all started. How long have you been in there? You know, how does it feel being over this stadium now compared to the Leisure Centre?
Yeah, well, I've been here for, I think it's 2 seasons now. And this stadium is much better than the nearest Leisure Centre, is what it's called. But, yeah, it's 10 times better. But... He has had his better days, to be fair, looking at it now. But
I think it's been one of these. It's like, you know, when you
harsh winter,
yeah, and you know when you see these films of like old cars that break down right at the end. I think that's what this pitch was, because the start of this season, this pitch was stunning.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, and it's had a lot of football played on it, and it's had a lot of work done to it. But I have to say, from someone again who stands in the stands every week or was sat in the seats, the atmosphere. Just tell us what the atmosphere is like here on
unreal.
A match day. I mean, especially now we're getting like, we're regularly in the 120s, 130s, 140s.
Yeah, yeah. But I think I see earlier in the car, I was looking at the Twitter, and it's from Kent Online, and it said 140 average or something. And yeah, it's unreal. It sounds like 200, to be honest, but...
Yeah. And that's the thing as well. It's like, you think that 140 average in the nicest way is because, you know, like there was that midweek with Glebe, which I think is our only double digit game, everything else been in three figures, or like the Punjab United game, we had about 110.
Yeah.
Most weeks, mate, you sit up there's like 160, 170 people up there.
Yeah.
And from where, and in the league, yes, you've got your deals who get your big numbers because they're top of the table, you know. Faversham will get big numbers because of the sort of players they've got there. But 150, 160 is nothing to be sniffed at this level.
No, definitely not. No, and you can hear it, trust me, you can hear it, like when you're playing as well. And you just take it all in, it's good.
What's been a highlight of the season so far?
Oh, it's got to be the final.
Come on, all right, come on. Let's talk about it.
Go on then.
Let's talk about it. So come on, you wake up, game day. You walk. You get do that horrible drive all the way down to Hollands and Blair in like horizontal wind. It's that strong. What did it feel like representing the club on the cup final day?
Yeah, great. Felt great. Yeah, I mean, we worked hard to get there, and I had that little hiccup in earlier the season. I got injured, but yeah, it felt good.
Yeah,
felt good to walk out, and especially against Corinthians as well. Like as earlier, as we said, like that mistake or that the 3-0 up and we lose 4-3, and then coming back to beat them, that's nice. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing as well. And again, you don't want to keep mentioning these things.
We learn from them. But
there was that goal kick that was miscontrolled by JJ, and then they run on, and it was a good finish. I mean, I was stood on the halfway line. It's a good finish. You in the nicest way, mate. You were never saving that.
Yeah, to be fair, I can't give JJ any blame for that. To be fair, it was a terrible kick, like horrible height. Yeah, it just ended up hitting him, and then their players reacted first. But
you redeemed yourself, and I mean, if you look at that penalty shootout again, in the nicest way, stood behind the goal. The ones that went in, they were good penalties.
Yeah.
You ain't going to save them.
No, top corner.
I mean, we was talking a little while ago, me and Rob, who do the show, and we was actually talking on the way back about what was the best penalty, and I said probably the Corinthian one in the top corner.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a top penalty. But when you dived and you were like, do you know what, I'm going to save this one, and that one you pushed wide, how did that feel?
Oh, that was great, yeah. You could see in the video, you can see my reaction to it. It was great. Especially everyone behind the goal as well, celebrating. Just made it even better.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely. But what's... I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do the quick fire round.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for this? You've heard this before, haven't you?
I'm not very good on my toes, but yeah. But
no, that's all right. Well, I could make a joke there. I'm not going to. But are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Favourite takeaway?
Oh, kebab.
A lot of people have said kebab.
It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of people say kebab. Favourite film?
Oh, I don't know. Can we come back to that one?
Come back to it. Favourite song?
At the minute, it's called Murder in the Bed by B. Young.
Right. Don't know what that is.
It's a rap song.
We'll put it... it's probably not one for my 38-year-old playlist.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not listening to the pre-match music.
That's not me. Beach holiday or shopping holiday with the missus?
Beach holiday.
With the missus?
No.
Oh, no.
We'll cut. She's listening to us.
Yeah. Isn't it? We're only joking. Best ground you've ever played at?
Sutton United. Sutton United's ground. It's a hybrid pitch. It used to be my home ground for Sutton Common Rovers.
Lovely. Worst pitch you've played on?
Bridgewater.
Bridgewater, yeah. Yeah. That's a fair old drive as well. It was about five times that game was called off last year, wasn't it?
Horrible. That was just sand. Just sand.
Yeah. Well, what's your goal in football? What do you hope to achieve?
I want to play as high as possible. So, realistically, I say realistically, but step one, ideally, would be the goal.
See, this is where you're underselling yourself. JJ wants to go pro. Is he better than you?
It's different for a
goalkeeper. Right, there we are. Yeah, okay. Yeah, very diplomatic answer. Different. You should be a politician if it don't work out as a goalkeeper. Yeah. Let's think of some other quick fire ones quickly. What was it? Yeah, best banter you've had where you've stood there, because you get a lot of it every week. But you know when you stand there and you turn around and go, do you know what? I'll give you that one. That one's quality.
Three Bridges. There's a group of lads, little about eight or nine, throwing chips at me, and then and then they're singing, "We want our chip back."
Yeah,
that was all right.
That was good. Worst banter you've had?
Bridgewater again.
Yeah.
There was I think all my kits are luminous, and they was like, "Oh, you look like an orange wearing my orange kit or something." I was like, "Oh, cheers, mate."
Yeah, thanks. That's the best you've got. Yeah. Don't call us, we'll call you. So, being on the subject of goalkeeping. How did you get into it? Because like they always say in the nicest way that you've got to be mad to be a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And you've met the little goalkeeper who I trained.
Yeah.
And he's just wanted to be a goalkeeper since he was old enough to walk. So what was it with you?
So I never actually wanted to be a goalkeeper. And I still fancy myself on pitch sometimes, to be fair. But it was when I was younger, you know, you rotate the keepers and whatever. I ended up going in goal, saving a penalty. And then it stuck like that. And and then I stayed in goal. But then through school, I never played in goal. Always played on pitch.
Yeah. And what was some of your other clubs then? As you were going up through the system, coming to Erith.
From you for?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, and tell us your journey, because obviously with goalkeepers again, you see players trial and you obviously give a little bit more leeway to goalkeepers because the amount of shots. Like if you ain't got a very good defence, the amount of shots you might have to save. But how did it go, the youth journey of a goalkeeper? Because like I say, we don't get many goalkeepers on this pod, so it's an interesting dynamic to see that side of it.
So I was at Cray Wanderers at the very start, and I was there for quite a while. I was there till about under 12s, I think, and then that team ended up folding. But a lot of the players from there went to actually playing pro now, like Mark Gay, plays for Palace and England. There's a few others, but they ended up folding. I left and went to Brighton Ropes, and then ended up joining the Absolute of Milo, who used to play same team.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Greenwich Borough, where I actually made my pro debut.
We'll call it pro for now.
Senior debut. It felt like a pro debut.
Yeah.
That was Isthmian South, I believe. And I'd done my college there. Mm. And then from there, I went to Glebe, played a few games down there. And then after that, I've been to a few clubs, to be fair. So I've went from Glebe to Elmstead to Sutton Common Rovers, then there to Tooting and Mitcham, and then from Tooting down to Erith.
So every game's one of those return back to his former club fixture for you at the moment.
It is, yeah. I've been around.
And as the girl from into many of these game grounds with you around the country,
every single game.
She's a good egg.
She is.
Yeah. She kept us company at Dill when it was just me and Rob in the stand getting abused.
Yeah, she's there, rain or shine, always.
Yeah. Yeah, she has her own section on the pod. She doesn't like it.
She doesn't know. She tells me.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I'll tell you what, we'll touch back on like the atmosphere and all that kind of thing. But with regards to the club and everything like that, so when I used to come down over the last couple of years, you know, I'd sit in the leisure centre, watch a couple of games, you know, do just little podcasting here and there. But now you're seeing so many families coming down, so many young people. And like, it's not just one or two or like being brought on by parents. You're seeing kids who want to come. Again, for example, the player who plays in my team, he come right at the start of the season to, I think it was like an FA Cup qualifier, just see what it was about. He's been to about 20 games so far, you know, and he's got his boots signed by you. You've signed his shirt. He loves being a part of it. What's it like for you watching and seeing these young kids looking at you as if, say, I want to play for this club?
It's great, because it's actually great, because I love it, because I was in the same shoes.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Cray Wanderers games when I played for them, and watching the men's football, and I'm like, whoa, like it's different. Like, you look up to them, and I can see that, and we just love it. All the players love it as well. We love the support.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Because that's what I said to Milo the other day, just after the cup final, when, you know, I was saying, like, how's it all going, all that kind of thing. And I said to him, I said, I don't think, without trying to be horrible to anyone or call anyone stupid or anything like that, but I said, I don't think you've realised what you've done. You've not just won a cup final and it's put on the list of honours. Mm. You know, like, I've got two kids, you know, I run youth teams. Every kid now wants to play for Evertown in cup final. Yeah. Every kid, you know, and every kid who plays in the youth teams now wants to be in the position you was in. Mm. So you've not just done it for the club and the people who come and watch, or Mark or Kay. Yeah. You've done it for every future generation of youth team.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That feels amazing.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And that's not me just saying it for this pod or whatever like that. You know, I've got the next morning after the cup final, you know, all of you guys were having a lie in. But, you know, we're over the field and, like, training the youngsters, and a couple of the boys who went to the game were like, oh, you missed a great game yesterday and we want to do this, and are you coming to the Kent Senior Trophy? And that's the sort of stuff you guys are doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's great, because, like, even when we're walking out of the tunnel and they're all lining up there, it's amazing. Like, it gives us a big smile on our face, gets us ready for the game and all. So it's good.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. So did you hear that any parents keep coming to the game? Because
Bring them down. Bring them down.
Yeah, be part of the day. But
I do give my gloves away as well. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I think my boy's got a pair of your gloves. And I went to my defender.
Everyone's got a pair of my gloves.
You'll be like, you know, like in wrestling when they've got like the big foam fingers, all these little kids with like really big gloves on.
Oh, I've got little hands.
Yeah. Oh, not good for a goalkeeper, yeah. But, we'll finish it off now. So come give us a bit of an insider scoop with Woody on a match day. What's he like?
Depends what day you get him on.
Oh, yeah. Very diplomatic again.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure he's an absolute delight.
He is. He's lovely, yeah. Lovely manager. Yeah. Lovely manager. But yeah, don't piss him, I swear.
No, that's all right, Don. We'll make a noise in there somewhere. Yeah, there we are. Perfect. Okay. But I'll tell you what, we just said it. We touched on the young fans who come and everything like that. A final message to the fans who listen to the show, because we've had over 14,000 downloads of this. Can you believe that? Me standing into an iPhone and everyone looking at it going, oh, is that Pillock again? With his phone, pretending his phone.
That's the thing.
That's what we're like. Yeah.
Even I listen. So.
Oh, it must be good then. You know what I mean? You have your rap record, whoever it is, and me. Oh, we didn't go back to your favourite film.
I didn't think favourite film. Oh.
Well, most recently watched film.
I don't really watch films. I watch series.
All right, favourite series.
I'm watching Ted Lasso at the minute.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Yeah, standard. Do you know what my favourite film is?
Yeah, go.
Empire Strikes Back. You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. You're probably thinking he's even more of a knob now.
No, I've seen them all. And I've seen I watched all the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'm not that sad.
Yeah,
absolutely. But, Mackenzie, thank you very much. What's your best moment?
I had to sneak it in there. Playing on live TV, BBC.
Oh, really? Who for?
It's SCR. My debut in the FA Cup. And got man of the match as well.
There we are. That's something else to aim back for.
I have to sneak that in there.
There we are. Do you know what? If I would, I'd tell everyone. I'd be standing on a bus going, hey, what time is it?
I've got on my top.
Have you seen the trains are delayed? Did I tell you I was in the FA Cup? Just to some random ticket collector. Anyway, thank you.
Mum's still got it on the TV, actually.
There we are. Do you know what? My little boy had chicken pox years ago, and we texted Milkshake on Channel 5, and they gave him a shout out and say, get well soon. We've still got it out on there. Yeah?
Memories.
He's 85 now.
Yeah.
The presenter.
Who said
not a boy. Not a boy. So we're there. Anyway, Mackenzie Foley, thank you for your time. I'll let you get back to training, mate. Yeah. Up the Doggers.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.